Welcome, fight enthusiasts, to the UFC 300 edition of Gamblu's Sneak Teep podcast. Today, I'll review opening betting lines on a handful of bouts on this UFC 300 card. I concentrate on line movement and try and get in front of any pertinent information that investors may find important. Now, last week's sneak peek release, Cynthia Calvillo. Calvillo shows up 119 pounds for a 116-pound limit weight class. It was her third miss. We're going to say goodbye to Cynthia Calvillo along with the UFC. And if anything fell in our fortune, it was that fight was canceled. Sneak Teep 2024 results remain the same then as last week. 5-3-2 plus 2.74 units going into this week. Now, this week, 13 bouts on UFC 300. This will take place in Las Vegas, where we'll have a full stadium arena of fervorous fans, and they'll be operating in the larger cage. Much movement in these lines, but most of the movement has been modest. These opening numbers have been available for some weeks. Of the 13 fights, we have 13 U.S. participants, 7 Brazilians, and 6 fighters from around the globe. No heavyweight fight, 2 light heavyweight bouts, a middleweight bout, and then 10 bouts at 155 pounds or less. Does that make me think we might see some overs on this card with smaller participants in the big cage? Perhaps so. Now, without much more opening, let's get right into the fray with observations on round number one. In round one, we're going to look at the second fight in on the card. Lightweights, Bobby King Green and Jim Miller. Jim Miller, a participant in UFC 200 and now a participant in UFC 300, provided this fight goes. Miller and Green have been scheduled 3 times to fight. Each time something's happened to cancel that fight. Let's hope this fight goes off. Bobby Green opens minus 210, Jim Miller plus 180. The total, 2.5, with the over shaded minus 145. Currently, no movement on the total since that was just released, but there has been movement on the side. Bobby Green has gone from 210 favorite to minus 180. Jim Miller's take back is now plus 150. It's an interesting move towards Miller, who's 40 years old, Green, 37. And with that, we'll now move right in to round number two. In round two, we go up the card, and we're going to go to the featherweights, where new featherweight Aljamain Sterling takes on Bostonian Calvin Kattar. In this fight, we've had a little bit of line reversal. Kattar open, minus 120. Aljo plus 100, and there's been some Aljo love come in. Currently, Aljo priced minus 165, the take back on Kattar plus 140. Total in this fight, 2.5, minus 230 to the over. It's interesting that Aljo's the fighter that is moving up in weight, yet he's the one that's getting bet. And I believe that's based on the fact that he was a monster at 135, as well the dynamic wrestling chops that he possesses. With that, we'll now move into round three. In round three, we now move up into the main card of the evening. And to be quite honest with you, every fight on this slate, all 13, not only are they worthy of being main events on other cards, they're all worthy of being on the main slate. This one, at lightweight, Justin Gaethje, Max Holloway. Should be a real war. Holloway, moving up to 155 from 145. Took much more time in this process to get the weight correct. When he fought Poirier, he believed he was just a bloated featherweight. He fully believes he's prepared to compete with his body frame against Gaethje at lightweight. Gaethje opened minus 190 with the take back on Max at plus 165. The total 3.5, minus 165 to the over. Gaethje's currently priced at minus 175, Max plus 145. So we've seen a little money come in on Max. I look at this fight kind of in simplicity. Gaethje's power against Max's precision. I just wonder if Max is just a little bit past his prime. He's taken some beatings in his career. He's a true warrior, but I lean to Gaethje here a little bit. With that insight, let's now move into round four. In round four, co-main event, where we will have a couple of Chinese athletes fighting at strawweight, Yan Xiaonan and Weili Zhang. Zhang, a former champion, 34 years old. Yan, 36 years old. Actually, the original Chinese fighter before Zhang got involved. But it's Zhang that captured the title before Yan. Yan used to be a skinny little fighter, kind of Joanna Jędrzejczyk styled, but she's put on some mass for this fight, and she's going to have to because she's basically a striker, and it's Weili that possesses the more well-rounded skill set and some wrestling chops. In this fight, it is Weili that opened minus 360 to Yan's plus 290. That fight has ballooned to now Weili minus 500, Yan plus 380. Total in this fight, 3.5 rounds, and it's shaded to the over minus 150. Bout Business Podcast members own Weili 2.39 units to earn 2.0 units. That's in essence minus 114. Needless to say, to own Zhang minus 114 for 2 units is tremendous price advantage compared to the minus 500 price tag she currently has. We constantly set the table for success at the Bout Business Podcast, and interested subscribers should go to gamblu.com/Bout Business Podcast to learn more about subscribing. With that, we'll move into the fifth and final round and go right to the main event of UFC 300. In the main event, Alex Pereira and Jamahal Hill. Pereira open minus 155, Hill plus 135. Now, these lines have been out for months. Currently, there's been some love on Hill. For his price is now plus 110, and the investment on Pereira minus 130. The total in this fight, 1.5 rounds, minus 160 to the over. Bout Business Podcast members own Pereira at open, minus 155. Just to let everyone know, we don't beat the line move every time, but we beat it many times. I believe that Pereira is technically superior in the striking. He has more advanced grappling, even though he's new to grappling. Let's not forget who he trains with day in and day out for the last couple years, Glover Teixeira. Hill enters this fight off an Achilles injury, and he had less than 2 months of prep time to prepare for this fight, as the UFC needed a main event, and Hill's being a company man and stepping in. The Hill injury is foundational, coupled with Pereira's striking technicality, to why we released Alex Pereira at minus 155. That's round five, but I have not forgotten about this week's sneak deep release. And we'll go back to round one, where we mentioned Bobby Green, currently priced minus 180 after opening minus 210. I think Bobby Green's wrestling is on par with Jim Miller. He's younger by 3 years, and he's the much faster, more athletic man and a far superior striker. We're going to release Bobby Green 1.2 units, returns 0.67 units, and that will be this week's Sneak Teep release. Now that's it for the Sneak Teep podcast for UFC 300. There are 8 additional bouts on this card, and I will be investing in several of those. Interested parties, gamblu.com/bout-business-podcast. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy this week's UFC 300.
Boom.
That's it.
That is it.
Unbelievable.
That was insane.